School professor Francisco Cañón was 15 years old when the eruption of the Nevado del Ruiz volcano hit the town of Murillo in 1985. The memories of fleeing with his father as burning rocks hurled through the night and the roar of the landslide still haunt him to this day.
Even if I was very young, I had the impression that the earth could cave in, or that something was arriving from the sky.
Now that the volcano might be erupting again, he packed a backpack with a radio, a light, documents and medicines to be ready to run again. People living in the shadows of the Nevado del Ruiz have been on high alert for 2 weeks. Authorities say the volcano might be days or weeks away from another major eruption. And no one knows where it will hit the hardest. Luz Nelly, who lived in a rural area close to the volcano, still gets emotional remembering how she and her three children miraculously survived.
For days, I wouldn't go to bed thinking it would come back and I wouldn't be able to open my eyes again. I would think about my kids. It's very hard to remember because I suffered so much. It stays with you.
While Murillo re-emerged relatively unscathed, another town, Armero, was completely wiped away, killing 25,000 people.
A gigantic landslide traveled for more than 50 kilometers through the night, burying Armero in a matter of minutes and leaving its residents without a chance to survive.
Despite the past tragedy, authorities are struggling to convince many farmers in high-risk areas to evacuate, and soldiers have been deployed to stop vehicles from heading to the volcano. Geologists say they are worried by the fact that the activity inside the volcano is the closest it has been to the one that preceded the 1985 eruption, even if there are differences.
In 1985, the volcano was closed. Gases didn't have a way out. Today the system is more open, yet the seismic activity is similar, especially in the southwest of the volcano.
A dangerous omen from a volcano that has already shown to be capable of explosive eruptions and landslides that swallow everything in their path. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Armero.